ஓம் தியாயாமோதவளாவகுண்டனவதீம் தேஜோமயீம் நைஷ்டிகீம் ஸ்னிக்தாபாங்கவிலோகினீம் பகவதீம் மந்தஸ்மிதஸ்ரீமுகீம் வாத்சல்யாமிருதவர்ஷிணீம் சுமதுரம் சங்கீர்த்தனாலாபினீம் ஷியாமாங்கீ மதசிக்தசூக்திம் அமிர்தானந்தாத்மிகாமீஸ்வரீம். We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We will be discussing the five namas starting from 106th nama to the 110th nama. So the first nama is Om Sudha Sarabhi Varshinyai Namaha. Sudha Sarabhi Varshini. Sudha Sarabhi Varshini. So the meaning is Sudha. Sudha means, Sudha is another word for Amritam. But in Tantra or in Devi philosophy, Sudha means the nectar or Amritam that comes out of Sahasraram is called Sudha. So Sudha and Sara, so Sara means Sudha. Sudha Sara Abhivarshini. So Saram, Sara is a word for flow. So Sudha Amritam, the flow of Amritam. Abhivarshini, one who showers the flow of Amritam, one who helps in the flow of Amritam, one who gives Amritam, or one who makes Amritam flow. To that Devi, I offer my prostrations. We'll come to the import of the Nama, Vedantic import, a little later. So one who makes, one who helps in the spreading, helps in showering Sudha or Amritam. So the next Nama is Om Tatillata Samaruchyai Namaha. Tatillata Samaruchi. So Lata is a word used in Sanskrit for a plant, a small plant. And Tatil, so Tatil, we have learned that in Saundarya. Tatille ka tanvim tapana shashi vaishwa narambayim. So Tatil means lightning. Lata is kind of plant, kind of thing. And samaruchi. So samaruchi. Ruchi means, we know that the ruchi means shining or glowing. So samaruchi like. So glowing like a plant or a plant of lightning. So Devi is one who is glowing, who is prakashamayam, prakasharupam, like a plant of lightning. That means Devi can be considered as lightning. Devi's entire form can be considered as lightning. Such brightness. So this is the same as Udyat Bhanu Sahasra Abha. So it is very similar. But here, there it is compared with respect to thousand rising suns. Here it is compared with respect to lightning. As if lightning, if we have if lightning is falling on a pole, we can consider a pole. If lightning is falling on a pole, or lightning itself has become a pole or a plant, similarly glowing is Devi. Devi is so glowing. So the next nama is Om Shatchakropari Samsthitai Namaha. Shat Chakra Upari Samstita. So Shat Chakra Upari Samstita. Shat Chakra Upari Samstita. Shat Chakram, we know the Shat Chakra. The Shat Chakra starting from Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipurakam, Anahatam, then Marudam, and finally Ajna Chakram. So Shat Chakra Upari. Upari means above, beyond. Samstita, situated, positioned. So Devi is one who is positioned above, or one who is above or beyond the six chakras, one who is beyond the six chakras. So when Devi is seated in, we know that Devi is seated in Sahasraram. So we saw Sahasrarambhujaruda, we saw yesterday. So Devi is seated in Sahasraram. Sahasraram is above the Shat Chakras. So the direct meaning is one who is above the six chakras. The indirect meaning is one who is beyond the Shat Chakras. That is the meaning of Sahasraram, which we will come to a little later. Next nama is Om Mahasaktyai Namaha. There is another nama which is very similar to this, Mahashakti. Here it is Mahasakti, Sa there. So Asakti. So Mahasakti. So Asakti means attachment or love, we can consider. So Devi has great love, great attachment. So if Devi has great attachment, towards whom Devi has great attachment? Devi likes, or Devi is attached or attracted to her devotees, one who are pure in the heart. Devi is so attracted to them. The last nama of the day is Om Kundaliniyai Namaha. Kundalini. So we learned yesterday about the three granthis, and then that means crossing over. When we cross over in the spiritual path, when we cross over the Shat Chakras, then we go beyond the Shat Chakras, and that power, that individual power which goes beyond the Shat Chakra is called Kundalini Shakti. So Kundalini is the also known as a serpent power. That serpent power which is dormant, which is coiled up, which is sleeping in the Mooladharam. When we proceed in the spiritual path, when we do spiritual routine, when we do spiritual sadhana, then the Shakti slowly rises. It flows through the Shat Chakras, breaking the three granthis, the Brahma Granthi, Vishnu Granthi, as well as Rudra Granthi, and finally culminating or becoming one with Devi. That is when Shat Chakra Upari Samsthita, we go beyond the Shat Chakras. And that Kundalini Shakti can also be considered similar to the Jiva in Vedanta. So though this Kundalini Shakti is the cause for life, so it's not exactly the same as Jiva, because Jiva is consciousness. So Kundalini can be compared or is equivalent of Prana. What we call as Prana in our body, that is equivalent of Kundalini. But it's not wrong to as well consider Kundalini Shakti as Devi's power in us. That means, as the Jiva who becomes one with Devi, when this Jiva merges, goes, crosses over the Shat Chakras, becomes one with Devi in Sahasraram, that is realization. That is when the Jiva becomes one with Brahman, one with Devi. So coming to the Vedantic import. So Sudhasara Abhivarshini. So Devi showers Sudhasaram. So Devi showers Sudha or Amritam to everything. So Devi can be considered to be a fountain of Amritam. And this fountain is open to everyone. This fountain is open to everyone. Though it is open to everyone, we don't, or rarely people do, go behind it. That's why Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, very few strive for perfection. Yatatam api siddhanam, out of those striving seekers, kaschid mam veti tatvataha, very few really know me. So this amritam is there, but nobody really wants it. Even if we want it, we don't go behind it. We get deluded into the world. Rather than seeking Devi, we seek many things. We become a slave to the passions of the mind. We become slaves to the drama that is played around us, forgetting that everything is staged by Devi. the entire world is an illusion. It is a big drama. It is a big film. We forget it. After learning Vedanta, still we forget it. And since we forget it, what happens is we get deluded. We become identified with people in the play. And rather than trying to come out of the play and accept the person who is the basis for the play, rather than accepting him, though he is always there to accept us, we don't accept him. We go behind worldly passions. We go behind passions towards worldly objects. We go behind passions towards our parents. We go for passion towards our friends and everything in the world. Everything except Ishvara, except Brahman is being sought out by us. And therefore we cannot apprehend, we are not able to apprehend this Sudha Devi or the Sudha Varsham, like whatever comes out of Devi, the nectar that is always coming out of Devi, the fountain of Devi, fountain of Brahman. We fail to apprehend it, we fail to acknowledge it, going behind temporary objects of the world. Such a person, Bahya Sparsheshva Sakta Atma Vindatyatmani Yat Sukham. The Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. Instead of going behind worldly pleasures, one who goes behind the Atman, such a person Akshayam Sukham Ashnute, he attains that Sukham which is eternal. Yehi Sansparsha Jabhoga Dukkha Yonaya Evate Adhyanta Vanta Kaunteya Nateshwaramate Buddha. We are those who, wise people are those who know that the world is temporary and thereby they don't go behind it. They know it, the world itself is a seed of sorrow, therefore they go behind Devi. But even after learning these shlokas of Gita, even after learning Vedanta, even after getting a compassionate master like Amma, we still commit the same mistake of not going behind Amritam. We go to Amma, we'll go to Amma and ask, I want moksha, but we don't act for moksha. We just ask moksha because somebody tells us to ask, therefore we ask, and when that somebody is removed, everything easily drops off. When we are in the presence of Amma, we behave like a chameleon. We have to behave like a chameleon in our real life, but instead of behaving like a real chameleon, we are chameleons who are having our own set of rules. When we are with spiritual people, we appear or we behave like we are spiritual, and when we are in the midst of our parents, relatives and other people, we behave as if worldly. So as long as we are in the presence of spiritual people, we will want to ask moksha. The moment we get away from those spiritual people, those spiritual surrounding is, when the spiritual surrounding is removed, everything instantly vanishes. It not only instantly vanishes, there will not be any, we cannot even find a trace of the person having been spiritual previously. That is the state that we are in. As long as we are in that state, we cannot get this Sudha. We cannot get this Sudha as long as we don't go for moksha beyond everything. Whatever happens, I will get moksha. Even after learning about Prahlada going against his father, Mahabali going against his own guru, till we commit the same blunder, we say, I have responsibilities, I have duties, I have commitments in life. As if we are the only people having commitments. As if those commitments, like when we go on with those commitments, when we try to fulfill those commitments, it will fulfill us as well as the people whom we are helping. That is what we try to do. We know everything, but still the same mistake comes. That is why Amma says that Vedanta or Tapovan Maharaj also says the same thing, that it is not about speaking or learning Vedanta. Anybody can learn Vedanta, anybody can speak Vedanta. As long as we have somebody to teach us in some way, we can learn Vedanta, we can also speak. and we can demonstrate qualities of a real devotee, qualities of a real jnani whenever required. But if we don't have the real passion inside, if we can cheat everyone in the world, we can cheat our own, even we can cheat various gurus or jnanis in the world, but we can never cheat a Mahatma, we can never cheat Devi, we can never cheat Ishvara, we can never cheat Brahman, who is seeing it each and every moment being inside us. He is seeing from inside, he knows everything, whatever goes on, and each and every mistake that we do, that goes against us. Oh, if Amma's grace, if Ishvara's, this Sudha is always there, how will it go against me? The Sudha doesn't vanish, but the more and more we forget to implement Vedanta, we add on to the vasanas, add on to the latent tendencies, add on to our ajnanam, the veil of ajnanam. The more we add on, the more we will have to strive for perfection. And since we already know that our striving is just a show, as Amrita Swarupananda says, we have to wear masks. When we go to the office, we have a mask. When we come home, we have a different mask. We need to know how to, Vedanta tells us how to wear the mask and how to remove it as well. But following that, we wear the mask, but the mask that we wear, we become so attached and associated with it that we fail to remove it. So the more and more ignorance we add on, the more we'll have to work. And since we are putting on a mask of being a Vedantic seeker, but we are not, therefore it becomes more trouble. It is easy to wake a person who is really sleeping, but it is impossible to wake a person who is not sleeping, but who is acting as if he is sleeping. It will be a similar state. We'll be doing everything in life, and then finally, after committing all these big blunders of life, we will then ask, oh, why didn't I realize? Either we will ask that if we still have some devotion in our mind, we will ask that, or else we will start saying that I am realized, I don't need any of these. If that, those shouldn't happen, then we have to seek, we have to learn, like, we know everything, but still, what is the point of knowing unless you implement it? Unless we implement it, we have to implement it. We know of Prahlada who went against his father. We know Mahabali who went against his own guru because they were obstacles to the spiritual path. So though Sudha is always there, we can achieve it only when we really seek Devi. Nothing but Devi, and that he is a real devotee. And why would such a person easily get Sudha? Because Mahasakti, Devi is very attached and attracted to devotees. Why? Because Devi has been captured in the heart of those devotees. Devi, even as we are captured by our mental emotions, our mental passions, similarly Devi has been captured by the devotee. And even as a person inside a jail will try to be good, will try to be as if attracted towards the owner, similarly Devi has to be attracted, attached to the devotees, because they have Devi captured in their heart. This is one way of seeing it. Another way of seeing it is that Devi is so attached to them because they are always thinking about Devi. It is the same case. A person who is always thinking about somebody else, that is what we or worldly people call as love, trying to think about the other person, always trying to do good for the other person. So that is what we call as attachment or love. So if we have that with Devi, if that is this law is applicable at the worldly level, then what to speak about Devi? If we remember always Devi, a devotee who is always remembering Devi, such a devotee is dear to Devi. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate, that is what jnanis are considered to be the greatest devotees by Krishna because they are always Vasudeva Sarvam. They are always contemplating on Devi, that is Mahasakti. So if we want Sudha is always there, but if we want to experience it, if we want to get drenched in Sudha, the shower of Sudha, then we have to become devotees of Devi. And why should we really become devotees of Devi? Because Devi is like a Tatillata Samaruchi. Devi is glowing like a lightning. So that means if we don't seek Devi, there is no greater fool, there is no greater idiot than such a person, because it is always there. It is not only always there, it is glowing. The Prakasham, saying that I am there, I am there, I am there. It's always there. And after having such a Prakasham, if we don't appreciate or if we don't acknowledge it, then there is no greater idiot or fool like us. And another reason why we have to seek Devi is Shat Chakra Upari Samstita. Because Shat Chakras here denote the entire world, the various tattvas, that means the entire world, which means Anityam Asukham Lokam. Anityam, Anityatvam and Asukatvam. Or Dukkatvam. Dukkam and Anityam. So Dukkam. If we have to go beyond Dukkam, then we have to seek Devi, because Shat Chakra Upari Samstita. Devi is beyond Dukkam. Devi is beyond Dukkam because she is Sudha in nature. And it is possible. If anybody asks, oh, is it really possible to be such devotee? Is it possible to be such a devotee and merge onto Devi, always be one with Devi? Is it really possible? It is possible because Devi has given that power to us. Devi has given part of herself to us, which is Kundalini Shakti. Because Devi itself is the Kundalini Shakti, which we are, which is driving us. Therefore, it is possible. Even as Yatanadhyah Syandamana Samudre Astam Gacchanti Namarupe Vihaya. So Mundaka Upanishad says that even as various rivers, oceans have no name. The oceans, from the ocean, water gets split into different parts of the world, and thereby it gets a form, it gets a name. Whereas ocean has no name and form. So even as the rivers go back onto the ocean, and thereby Namarupam vanishes, similarly, a person, a learned or a wise person, a jnani, gets rid of Namarupam and merges, becomes one with Brahman. So that is what is denoted by the Kundalini Shakti. Devi's Shakti is there inside us, but it is with Namarupam. It is associated and attached to body, mind, intellect, various adjuncts. But once we start in the spiritual path, then this will become one with real Devi, that means Namarupam will vanish, and that is when we will be able to get Sudha. And in order for us to get this Sudha, not much effort is required. If we have to help our parents, if we have to help ourselves, if we have to help people around us, if we have to donate money to any charitable institute, then we have to spend a lot of effort, a lot of money. We have to spend quite a lot. We need a lot of things in order to do those activities, but for this we don't need anything. We just need the desire for liberation. The strong desire for liberation is enough. With that strong desire for liberation, we just need to always remember Devi, remembering that this Devi is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha. It is the substratum of Brahman, the essence of this particular shloka, and that is what we have to remember. And it is very simple to remember. In order for us to remember this, there are no limitation whatsoever. There is no limitation of money, there is no limitation of intellect, there is no limitation of place. We can eat and remember, we can fast and remember, we can walk and remember, we can run and remember, we can sleep and remember. rich person can remember, a poor person can remember, a person who is in India can remember, a person who is in West can remember, a person who is in Britain can remember. There is no limitation whatsoever for this. There is only one condition, the strong desire, as well as implementing it through always remembering and always standing by the truth. It is as simple. So being so simple, and since we have access to it, still committing the mistake, we'll have no gati in life. Not only this ihaloka, but paraloka as well, we will have no gati, which means we'll punarapi jananam punarapi maranam. This will continue again and again and again and again for many many births, many many kalpas to come, until we get some good intellect. That's why Amma sings the sort, Sadbuddhi dedo vipatti haralo. Ganapati, praise to Ganapati that, oh Ganapati, give me Sadbuddhi. Sadbuddhi, Sadbuddhi means buddhi for remembering Sat is Sadbuddhi. Oh Amma, we can pray to Devi, oh Devi, give me the strength. We should never pray that, oh Amma, I have to help my parents, therefore I'll come to you a little later. That is only a fool, only a coward will do that. Whereas a real devotee, what will he do? He'll say, Amma, you are my mother. That means you are entitled to take me out of this problem. Take me out. I want only you. Which means I have to get rid of this trouble. Therefore, you get rid of this trouble. We will ask if we are real devotees. And people who just walk out of Vedanta after learning so much and not choosing the right path, not choosing the right decision to in the future, such a person will not realize in this birth or any other birth to come. We'll continue in the next day, I'm sure.